So, welcome back to our trip to Iceland, part two. So we pick up where we left off. Checked into our apartment in central Reykjavik, which was surreal, to say the least, wasn't there? There wasn't many people around. It was more like a high street than a city centre, wasn't it?
It was like a little market town.
Yeah, little market town. Right? Yeah, beautiful background, mountains in the background. Right, we thought,
it's like a postcard. You know when your mum sends you a postcard that's been taken in like the 80s? And they just kept the same picture, and all the cars in it were different.
Yeah, you see like a Lada or an old, yeah.
That's what it looked like. It looked like you were inside a postcard.
Yeah.
And that's pretty weird.
We went and we booked some tours, didn't we? Was that the first thing we did?
I think we did. On the Friday afternoon, we booked some tours. We booked the Golden Circle tour, which is obviously like a famous tour in Iceland, isn't it? Where you do the lap, lap of one us in the geysers. Go to the Gorgon Waterfalls.
Sinvestris.
Freezing, wasn't it? Our face froze, isn't it? Well, our dicks fell off. That's how cold it was. Well, our dicks fell off.
Mine fell off my head.
Chris fell off his head.
That was the coldest I think I've ever been. And I've been turned down on many dates. They've been ice cold.
You could face any coldness after doing that.
I mean, I've spoke to a girl in a bar once and she's done nothing but a 180 on me, like on a sixpence, and that's been cold. But this was cold. when you're like looking over a waterfall and a block of ice is hitting you in the face like a frozen pea falling out of a fridge at 3 in the morning. It was like getting caught naked in a hailstorm of mint imperials.
Yeah,
what was more shocking, the temperature there or the price of a packet of bacon?
Wow. If there was a shop there that sold that bacon, I would have burnt it. £16 for a price of bacon, like, what are they feeding these pigs, like truffles?
So I found interesting that they kept on referring to pretty much a bush as a forest. they were talking about the female prime minister. They haven't got a male prime minister.
They haven't, have they?
Split custody.
But you have the weekends.
Yeah. The prime minister, she brings sort of every, when a world leader visits Iceland, they come and plant a tree, don't they?
Yeah.
And you know, they said about this as we drove past, but we didn't want to mock it.
It
was like a Christmas tree graveyard.
It's like a garden centre. I've seen more trees than a garden centre.
It was sparse. It wasn't nice to look at.
Dead Christmas tree collection.
Yeah, it was It was mid-June at the Christmas tree graveyard.
It's like someone's dumped Christmas trees. They've taken root.
That one was planted by Obama.
Yeah, no one else near it.
David Cameron's was dead before he planted it. we booked our excursions, didn't we? Then we thought we'd go out and piss. Found out that people in Iceland don't start drinking or going out drinking anyway till midnight.
No,
which surprised us.
Problem for us because we started drinking at 7.
Yeah,
thinking everyone being by 2.
Yeah, we was getting going. Ended up at the English bar. Got lively, didn't it? Got lively, and
eventually.
Well, I know what's coming.
They had a wheel as well, didn't they?
They had that wheel where you spin it, and it's like 1,000 kroner. Which is a fiver.
So it's like a fiver.
No, it was a tenner.
It was a tenner.
2,000.
2,000. You span it, and whatever it landed on, mine landed on get your coat. It landed on eight drinks. Two drinks, one drink, one night. So to be fair, it was like shit, but I enjoyed listening to it.
It was a word of fortune behind the bar, wasn't it? So you can win 10 drinks, nothing, a shot, wasn't it? Stuff like that. It was kind of there.
I won a shot of trying to talk to a girl who I thought I had a chance with. Because she was hot.
I think you probably did.
Well, yeah.
Before you went over.
Basically, there's only so much eye you can give someone before it becomes rapey. And I thought, I'm going to give her a little look. And she's looking at me, and I thought, do you know what? I wasn't going to go over there, but then Joel went, if you don't go over there right now, I'm going to go over there for you. Like a really angry auntie at a wedding that we were sitting with the bride's best mate's sister. So I went over there and I thought I could pull it out at any minute. But
I was convinced you'd be successful.
But I bent down next to her and I thought, I've got to say something smart. I've got to be quick.
Bearing in mind it gets dark very, very late in Iceland.
That pretty much doesn't get dark until, you know, so it was light, it was like midnight, it's still light. And I said, okay, I've got to say something smart, I've got to entertain her. And I went to her, sorry, hi, I'm Chris. It doesn't get dark outside, does it? And stared at her, and she stared back at me, and I went, ever. And it's probably the single most rapiest thing I am.
You say, what time does it get dark?
It doesn't get out dark outside, does it? Ever.
She, if there was a panic button, she was pressing it. I've never seen someone grip the underside of a table. And I look back and John's looking at me like, what have you just said?
I think he was lingering a bit longer as well after. He's kind of like a linger.
And all that work me and Jake put into setting you up with her as well.
And all that pre-drinks of Tindering. Where I set my mileage to,
yeah.
I set my Tinder mileage to maximum swipes all night.
So where was she from, that girl that you were?
Croatia. Spoke no English. So she just thought, I'm being sexually assaulted here, and she had no idea what was going on. But no, hopefully she'll realise that I was just trying to follow her. Then we went on to the excursions.
Well, we met the Norwegian women next. Have we discussed that in the last one?
Yeah, they were lively, the Norwegian women. They got us going, didn't they? I think this is what we needed. It was just a bit of sort of that companionship, wasn't it? Just to take us that
well,
next
we were all, we were three quite good looking guys, English, quite cocky, with 14 kind of middle-aged, hot Norwegian girls, and the rest of the bar was, it's like a Fathers for Justice meeting. And they were looking at us like,
that could have been us if we stopped gambling and hitting our wives,
you know. And they were a little bit jealous, you know. When they left, we were kind of like, oh, well, you know.
I think it was the rendition of Wonderwall they were watching.
We sang Wonderwall in an English bar. Still on the seats, didn't we?
Yeah, it was a moment.
And then everyone left. It's like someone's gone to a house party and stole the CD player. So we went to excursions the next day. We went to the Golden Circle. No, let's talk about the...
Well, we were going to go on a glacier hike, but it was too cold in the end, wasn't it?
It was too cold for a glacier
hike.
He said
it was too windy, and I went outside, and there was a squirrel smoking. Like
he couldn't have said it was too windy at a more or less windier time. It was still, wasn't it? At that time, all right, yes, it did get windier, but at that time, he was like, this guy's fucking...
But he nominated it outside of a 20-foot flag, and it was literally hanging down. Like, it couldn't have been less movement if it tried.
Impressive thing about the whole time was when we nearly won over Iceland's only two black swans.
Oh yes, we did.
I still think that's an inside joke.
I
think he's gone back and gone, listen, I'm going to get a whole bunch of people to take pictures of two black swans. You can't do that, Sven. He's gone back and he's seen his swans and gone, I don't believe it. And we've reversed back hundreds of yards, took pictures. The next people have gone, he's probably seen like a badger and gone, it's Iceland's only badger. And it's probably a running joke with the whole company. They just get random stuff for us to take pictures of. You know.
They're quite rare though. Apparently they come from New Zealand, black swans.
Yeah. I've never seen them before.
They must have got the shock of their life. Yeah. They landed and gone, let's land here to migrate. my travel agent's a cunt.
One of the amazing views though, obviously there was many, but from being on the southernmost point of Iceland and looking down and seeing the stretch of black beach from like 300 foot up, the other side was their giant causeway, wasn't there?
Volcanoes behind us.
Volcano that's due to go off within years. It's gone off once every 100 years for like 700 years.
I know.
Last time was 96 years ago. 40 times more destructive than the 2010.
What's nice about that view is it went from crystal clear waters to black sand to vegetation to mountains to glacier in one shot. Like, you didn't have to move your head. It was like a Microsoft screensaver. You couldn't get your head around it. You know the one that used to do the pipes would move on the screen?
Yeah, yeah.
Your mind was like, I can't take this all in.
It was like seeing every season in one shot.
Every season in one shot.
Exactly. And almost every landscape.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking awesome.
Because we couldn't do the glacier hike, we went to the museum, which was interesting.
Yeah, so that was we just got told. We saw three or four amazing waterfalls, had a great time, got in the minibus, man told us that we couldn't go on the glacier hike. What a letdown. But he was like, but we can go to a museum.
And I was like, you are having a lark. And then we went to a massive waterfall.
We also did our videos in the little huts.
That was pretty fun. They're on YouTube under Gollum Found in Iceland, if you want to look it up, whoever's listening.
And so have you put that on YouTube?
Have they got many hits?
They've had like 22 hits.
That's 22 people whose life has been more rich.
Gollum 22 people that have watched that and gone, do you know what, my life's probably okay.
That's going to get me through the day.
Got me through the day. There's a guy out there who's actively playing Gollum in an Icelandic hut and is probably seriously disturbed, and that's me. and I'll live a full life. So I think we'll do another one. Should we do a part three?
Yeah, we could do. Why not?
Sweet.